Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which is inclusion into society, which is living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two, as always, is the host with the most, Miss Renee. Welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Yes, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad at 13 in the DMV, that is the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Maryland, a cherry bomb exploded in my face, which is a big firecracker on 4th of July. And even though I was blinded in both eyes, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I am great. I'm just excited about our guest. We haven't had the Road Warrior on in a while, so I'm pretty excited to hear what he has to talk about.
Yes, I am as well. And, Miss Renee, a riddle for you. Why is a golf ball larger than a basketball in March?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, March is March Madness, which is considered the most exciting time of the year. But what's that roar we hear in the background? What's that roar? That's Tiger Woods coming back. when Tiger's at the top of the leaderboard, all we hear is ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, I guess it is bigger than a basketball. Okay.
All right,
Mr. Reverend Ray.
Thank you, Miss Renee. That's why they pay the big bucks to the to the town. Okay, so Miss Renee, share with us what our lineup is for today.
I would be delighted. Well, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, and then you cover in the news the good, the bad, and the ugly news which affects the disability and senior communities, and then the call to action. And to quote Shawshank Redemption, it's the get busy living or get busy dying challenge. That's what I call it. But about our guests, every January, the sounds of hundreds of canes and the voices of blind citizens from across the country can be heard in the houses of Congress. Members of the National Federation of the Blind gather to lobby their congresspersons on issues important to the blind and low vision communities. And today, Ron Brown, second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind and state president of Indiana, is here to help us unpack those priorities.
Thank you.
Reverend, back over to our cane token host, Reverend Radio Ray. You were quiet on me, Rev. I thought maybe you were watching Tiger on the TV in the other studio.
Well, I am peeping now and then with my hourglasses, which we'll talk more about. But, you know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, that 100 pounds of wonder, Mr. Ray Pico. And it is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And that wolf is spelled W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf, Wolf. And you can visit them at their website at www.bigbadwolf.com. And Miss Penny is the proprietor, and just let them know that you heard about it on Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. And you saw Mr. Tico strutting about with that beautiful coat, looking healthy and all. And Reverend Ray just handed you a palm card and told you, check out the Big Bad Wolf, and they will do a little something special for you. Or you can call at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And they just recently, about a year ago, moved to the new digs up in Maryland. So check them out. And also, they will deliver. Yes, they will deliver. You don't have to go out in this cold weather. If you were living in Indiana, you could appreciate it, but you're in D.C. and we get cold weather too. You can call and they will deliver your food to you. So that's 202-747-3434, the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And please do visit them at TheBigBadWolf.com. Now, the adventures for Mr. Ray Tico is right now. Mr. Ray Tico is still recovering from a sunspot that he had on his back. It comes from sometime, they say, with long-haired dogs or animals, you have to make sure when you groom them and brush the hair counterclockwise, but you have to brush the hair very thoroughly to get down and make sure every 3 months, especially folks that have service animals. I cannot say this enough. Please, you cannot clean your pet but so thorough because you have to get down into that second coat. So please, please take them to get a proper professional grooming at least every 3 months, especially for those who travel. And those who travel a lot, you might even have to get your pet groomed at least once a month, especially with a lot of the backlash we're getting now with service animals being on the planes and all. So, you know, we get a lot of horror stories about the grooming, people not keeping their pets well groomed. But most people that have guide dogs with them, they understand the importance of it, and especially with the special training that they get through the more than 16 guide dog schools throughout the United States. So please do that. That's the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and our seniors. Our seniors like to be called now older adults. And they say because we're the older adults, and we have coined a frame called seniors. And a definition for a seniors is a senior that have the money, have the time to do what they want, when they want, and don't have to apologize to nobody. That is a seniors. All right, so in the news, good, the bad, the ugly, we got enough of that as we're going to talk. Our guest's going to come up and talk, so I'm going to save that time for that. But my call to action is brought to you by real-time pain relief. Real-time pain relief is the best relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. My call to action is persons with disability have to be more involved, and they have to be more involved in the community. They have to be more involved in what's going on in their local government as well as their state and national government. Because if you're not at the table, people, then your voice cannot be heard. And that's why listening to our special guest that y'all familiar with, the Road Warrior, that's going to talk about the blind community going up on a hill. But there are so many other things that you can do in terms of being part of the solution and not always part of the problem, because no one can tell your story like you can. And that's why it's so important, as I urge a person with disability to be more visible, be involved in the media, be involved in their communities, volunteering. And, you know, one of my pet peeves is it's a wonderful thing that we have the paratransit, but sometimes what's convenient is not always the best for public relations or marketing, because someone actually, not the other day, they said, I don't see as many blind people anymore. Is blindness being, you know, the medical advance to the point that you don't see that many blind people? And that is because now with paratransit, blind people, where you one time you would see them at the bus stops, you would see three or four of them together walking down the street, going to a store. But with paratransit, which is a wonderful service, and you go to, you know, it's a door-to-door service. You go get in the van. They take you where you want to go. You get out. You walk to the door. So they don't see people with disability involved. So we have to be intentional and join these different groups and just be about out and about in your community. So that's my rant and my call to action. And as always, our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep on moving forward. And as my double negative of Mr. Renee like to say, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. Back over to microphone number two to introduce our guest, Ms. Renee.
Thank you. Today, Ron Brown, second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind and president of the Indiana affiliate, helps us unpack the legislative priorities of the National Federation of the Blind, commonly called, referred to as the NFB, and why those priorities should matter to everyone. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, guys, and good to be here again.
Welcome back, Road Warrior. Been too long.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad to do your show. It's always fun and exciting.
Thank you. Don't bring up nothing about pay. Yeah, don't bring up anything about pay. Yeah.
Well, now, Ron, Congress seems to relish highfalutin sounding bills, but today you're going to add the human element to these important priorities for the NFB. So let's begin with AIMHE. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, or AIMHE. Now, this bill has to do with electronic instructional materials for secondary education. Please explain.
Yeah, AIMHE is how it's pronounced, AIMHE, A-I-M, okay, and then H-E, but it's AIMHE, and it's accessible instructional materials in higher education, A-H-E, higher education. So that's what that is. And basically all it is it's a student bill. It's a bill where we want students to be able to get their accessible instructional materials at the same time other students in college get their materials. What we were finding out is that by the time students got their materials, it would either be too late, or they would the college would purchase technology for the student to read their materials on, and this technology wouldn't be accessible to the blind. So what we're saying is that you can buy, the colleges can purchase any technology they choose, but this technology must be accessible to the blind. And so that's all this bill is about. We want to promote the Congress to set up a voluntary guidelines in order for the schools to follow. We're not going to say what you should buy, like the Kindle Fire or any of those things. But what we are saying is that if you purchase a a reading piece of technology that it must be accessible to the blind.
Okay, now, as part of the bill, it says, and it doesn't only benefit blind and low vision, but anyone with print disabilities. Who might that also include?
That might be people with dyslexia. That might be people that, you know, have a hard time reading print. So it could be visually impaired. It could be the totally blind. It could be those who for whatever reason have a hard time accessing print and can't read it. So that it takes,
you know,
all of those people in.
Right. As educators, we learned that students learn, you know, that some students learn visually and some students learn orally by listening. And then there are students who learn kinesthetically by touching and manipulating. So this really could be used with persons who learn better by listening. So it could be, it could have wider application. You know, as you're, as you were talking, it sort of reminded me of African people who live in America who operated under separate but equal, but we know it wasn't equal, and it sounds a lot like the blind and low vision community is operating with under not being equal. Well, we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to have to turn it over to Reverend Ray so he can pay a bunch of bills, because I'm trying to get a raise. I'm trying to get 15. Ray, I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you tell people to whom they're listening and pay a few bills, and then we'll get to the other three priorities.
Yeah,
that's why we only talk about politics here only now and then after staff meetings. You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. You're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketing4pit. And Sight and Vision Radio is heard here every Friday at this time, East Coast time, from 3 to 3:30 p.m. on the East Coast time. And we'd like you to visit us at www.sightandvisionradio.com. And you can also send in any type of suggestion, recommendation, comments to info@sightandvisionradio.com. If you want to hear a real human voice with that wonderful tonality that Ms. Renee displayed, you can call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Now, as Tiger hit this ball, I would throw it back to Ms. Renee.
Thank you, Reverend Ray. Now, we're discussing the priorities of the National Federation of the Blind, the things that are important to the blind and disability communities. And so second on our list is the Accessible Tech Affordability Act. Now, technology is expensive, more so for blind and low vision users, and the NFB is asking for a tax credit for the purchase of this technology. Ron, how can this priority remove barriers to education and employment for blind and low vision persons?
That's a good question, and the answer to that is that this tax credit will enable blind people. Technology, as most blind people know, is very expensive. A average sighted person can maybe go to Best Buy and buy a $700 computer, okay, and they can afford that, and we can go and buy that same computer. However, that computer won't be accessible to us unless we put speech and auditory means on it. And so it ends up costing us, instead of $700, it ends up costing us $2,500 just to buy the speech program to put on the computer and the large the Zoom text programs and all of those things that will enable us to utilize that same computer. So what we're saying is that we sometimes have to wait on programs such as vocational rehabilitation to purchase this equipment for us in order for us to do our jobs effectively. And sometimes if we don't have it right away, we can't get the jobs because we don't have the technology or the means to buy it right away. So what we're saying is that if we know that we can get a tax credit, and this tax credit should what we're introducing is for this tax credit to be $2,500 and up over a 3-year period of time. You can only get this tax credit. And you go out and buy a $5,000 piece of equipment, you get a tax credit. You spend that $5,000, you get a tax credit of $2,500 back on your taxes every year for 3 years. And then that'll enable us to buy the equipment right away instead of having to wait on a program to purchase it for us. So this tax credit will help us in our employment efforts. It will also help us to access this technology that is sorely needed in order for us to be effective on our jobs. And we believe that Congress has the ability to give us that tax credit, and that's what we're fighting for, so that we can get it and stay in the forefront of employment.
Well, we certainly hope that it gets introduced this session of Congress, and that it helps remove some of the barriers to education and employment. I know we're just hitting these quick, but we want to at least get it out here so all of our listeners can hear about it. Now, so we're going to go to the next one. Many of us are aware of the National Library Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It's been around since the 1930s, but it's time to bring her into the 21st century. What is the NFB requesting for the National Library Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped?
Yes, we are requesting that Congress put in the Library of Services budget a appropriation of $5 million. This $5 million will be spent over a period of, say, 10 years. And what it will do is buy Braille displays for blind and visually impaired readers. What this will do was, in effect, they're low-budget items, low-tech actual items that you can put on a computer or a Braille display, and the output of that reading that you're doing will come out in Braille. This will help us to purchase these things. The library will purchase these Braille displays, and they will give them away for use. If you're done using it, you turn it back in just like you would your audio recorder that the library offers now. This will help people. We know that we've done studies that show that 90% of all successful blind people read Braille. And we know that you retain more knowledge by putting your hands on this Braille. And so when we are able to read not just auditorily but physically with our hands and reading with these Braille displays, we know that that knowledge will be retained more so. When you get done using it, turn it back into the library and they'll let someone else use it. So we feel like this will be a good piece of technology for the library to purchase and give out to blind people who need it, and then they can turn it back in when they're done.
Wow, that really sounds good, and it goes back again to the comment I made about people having different styles of learning. No one person is one thing. You're a little bit of everything, and so what you're saying is that a kinesthetic learner, someone who needs to manipulate and touch, this also mm-hmm. reinforces if they're hearing and if they are seeing using the Braille. So, So we certainly, again, another functional. $5 million sounds like a lot to the uninitiated, but in the scheme of things, that is not a lot of money, and especially when it's going to be a reusable resource. Okay, our final legislative priority is the Marrakesh Treaty. I was shocked to learn that 95% of published works are not available to blind and low vision persons. 95%. So what does the Marrakesh Treaty do to address that?
The Marrakesh Treaty will address it in a way that we are lobbying to the Senate, because the Senate has to sign and off on treaties. We are lobbying to the Senate to say, basically, please sign this treaty. It'll open up all literary works around the world to us. That means that we can access books from England, from France, from wherever in the world, Africa. We can access those works of art and those literary works of art, because right now we can't do it because we have border laws that says, well, you can't access those materials because it's about copyright infringements. It's about authors not wanting us to read their works. And so now we've got the Authors Guild, we've got the publishers and all of those folks saying, yes, it's okay to do it. However, our laws don't permit us to do access those foreign books and literary works of art. So what we're trying to do is get the Marrakesh Treaty signed. 20 countries has to sign off on it. And the United States has not signed off on it. We're trying to get them to sign off on this treaty to open up the books. It's basically books without borders, and that way it'll open up all these literary works to us. A wealth of knowledge is all around the world, and we want to be able to have access to those books.
Absolutely. Well, now, because Reverend Radio Ray's team is on their J-O-B, I would like to announce that that was actually introduced yesterday. Yes, that's how timely we are. And even though we can't seem to get much of Congress to work together, I am proud to say that that was introduced by, there were about six Republicans, Chuck Grassley, Bob, he's from Iowa, Republican from Iowa, Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, Dianne Feinstein, from Democrat from California, Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, Kamala Harris, Democrat from California, Orrin Hatch, from Republican from Utah, and Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont. And what it will do is broaden the class of beneficiaries who can read all of the fine works. Just as you said, recently we experienced the death of Stephen Hawking. Can you imagine Stephen Hawking not having access because he couldn't hold a book? So, you know, just to think that that great mind would have been limited because he couldn't get his hands on certain kinds of materials. Reverend Radio Ray, when I told him about the Marrakesh Treaty, he thought it would allow him to visit Morocco. So I had to disappoint him and tell him, no, that's not what it will do. But, Ron, what we do want to know from you is how can listeners help move all of the legislative priorities forward? What can they do in reference to Reverend Ray saying we have to be at the table to make the decisions?
That's right. And what we would like all of your radio listeners to do is whatever state you are from, we would like you to call your congressmen and your senators and tell them about these legislative efforts, the ones we talked about, aim high for students, basically getting their education in a timely manner, Affordable Technology Accessibility Act to give us access to tax credits so we can buy the technology we need to get those education, the Marrakesh Treaty in order to get the books we need to read in order to facilitate employment, and to was the library services so we can put our hands on that Braille and read it more efficiently. We want you guys to be able to talk to your congressmen and senators and say, hey, these things are important to blind students and important to the future of blind kids. And so we would love for you guys to act on these four pieces of legislation. Those are the things that we're working on right now nationally.
Okay. Well, Reverend Ray, I didn't leave you a lot of time. There's no trip to Morocco, but I'm sure you have a few questions for our guests. So I'll turn it over to you.
All right. And again, welcome, Road Warrior, back. And we'll be in touch with you to talk about these people in terms of learning cane travel. And because if they're not comfortable in cane travel, then the person that's blind is not going to go out and about. So we will talk about your specialty. But real quick, Ron, where can people go to get more in-depth information about these bills?
Okay, you can go up on our national website, which is nfb.org, and click on Washington Seminar. And it has all of the legislation efforts on our website. And if they just click that on, they can read more in depth about the pieces of legislation we talked about real briefly. And Reverend, I would just like to say one other thing.
Go ahead, one other thing real quick,
and that's another piece of legislation we're working on locally, and we can talk about it at another time. But I've been down at the state legislature in Indiana. It's about autonomous vehicles, about driverless cars that's coming to a state near you.
All right.
We're working on it in Indiana, and it's gonna be coming around the country. So everybody, be prepared. You might be having your own car.
We will give you a call about that. We do a show every Wednesday on WL from 12:30 to 1, and it's sponsored by a mobility business. And we talk about the car, so we'll look forward. So our time is up. We thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Road Warrior Ron
thank
Brown
you guys.
From Indiana. We'll be talking to you. This is Reverend Ray, and I like to say I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.